And primp?
Do you say that about a man?
No, I don't think so.
What would you call a man who likes to dress up a lot?
I don't know. I suppose one word is a dandy or something like that.
Is that a word that you've used?
No, not really.
What about a jelly bean?
No, I guess I've heard that, but that's an old word. That sounds like a 1920s word or something.
When did you hear it?
I don't know. I'm sure I've heard it before, though. I've heard the expression.
What would you carry coins in?
What would I carry coins?
Well, what if you
carry? Oh, a purse. A purse?
And something a woman could wear around her wrist.
A bracelet?
And around her neck.
A necklace.
Or things strung up together would be. Talking about beads, you'd call that a flood of beads.
Oh, a pair of beads, although I don't know why.
And something that men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
And what you'd hold over you when it rained.
An umbrella.
And something that...
I wear suspenders now in the wintertime.
Do you?
Sure.
I didn't know that they sold them.
Oh, sure, you can get them.
They wear them with formal wear, don't they?
Yeah, but I wear them in the wintertime. I think they're comfortable. A lot of people around this office. A lot of people in the East wear them. In New York, and a lot of people wear suspenders.
I haven't noticed anyone wearing, except maybe out in the country, older people sometimes.
Yeah. I think they've kind of gotten fashionable the last few years, in a way.
It would stand to reason that they would be more comfortable, mm-hmm. though. I mean, it wouldn't be.
Right, they don't bind your stomach so much.
Say if in a large family, a younger child might not get new clothes every year they'd have to wear.
Hand-me-downs?
Okay. What would you call used clothes that you buy from a store that sells? Like Salvation Army or someplace like that. What would you call clothes that you buy?
Secondhand clothes.
Okay. And sometimes in the summertime, instead of wearing long pants, people wear...
shorts.
What different kinds of shorts are there?
Well, Bermuda shorts or hiking shorts.
What's the difference?
Well, the hiking shorts are shorter.
How short are the hiking shorts?
Well, they might come down to a point... let's see, how am I going to say that?
How far above the knees, huh?
Yeah, well, that's the better way. I guess that's the way to express it. The Bermuda shorts, for example, might be only 3 or 4 inches above the knee, whereas hiking shorts would be maybe 6 or 7 inches. Depends on how tall you are, I guess.
What about the ones that come below the knee? You don't see them much these days, but...
You mean the kind with elastic at the bottom? Knickers?
Okay. And the ones that are very short.
On men?
On men or women?
Well, on women, when I was in high school, you used to call it short shorts.
would they use that term for men?
No, I don't think men would wear short shorts.
What would you call very fashionable clothes? Any slang names for that?
I don't know.
And what would you? How do you store winter clothes in the closet? What do you call the thing that zips?
A clothes bag.
Okay. What about the kind that you get back from the clean?